talking to straight trainer Barry Campbell, trainer of Grand Tycoon. Well, Barry, he's unbeaten still, won the Alexandra Plate today, has 3 from 3. He's just a machine, this little horse.
Yeah, he just does everything right. Pete pings the gate, settles. Brendan said actually today, he said he wanted to settle a bit more, which so that's really good.
Well, that is a real plus, you know, but pinging the gates and then being able to settle second, something sets the pace. And when he let him go around the corner and just said, oh, let's go, push the button, he just went bang, it was all over in a matter of a blink of an eye.
Yeah, you know, he won really well. He reckons he probably pulled up past 100 too, so he's going pretty good, the horse.
All right, would you go to the Alpha Bowl now?
Yeah, I'll go to the Alpha Bowl, set weights, 1100.
Yeah, and that certainly made a difference today. There was a look through the form, and GG's Red Rock ran him to a nose last time, but Brendan did admit that he went to the rail in Hobart last time and it wasn't the place to be in the straight.
Yeah, no, the set weights, we went him 2.5 kilos better for beating him, so yeah. He was always going to be hard to beat, wasn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, you'll look at something after Alpha Bowl, maybe you freshen up and consider things like obviously the Magic Millions and the Gold Sovereign.
Yeah, he's only a little fella. He's like, I think after Christmas they'll catch up to him. Like, he's just a little runner at the moment. But yeah. I've had a lot of little horses that win as older horses, so we'll just wait and see.
All right, mate. Look, well done. And the best part about it is he's collected bonuses, $28,000 in bonuses to be spent at the yearling sales. So
yeah.
Charlie and Wendy are going to have a bit of fun spending that money.
All helps, doesn't
it? Another one in your yard for next year. Maybe two for that money,
all
the
helps.
Way Charlie buys them.
All helps.
All right, mate. Well done.
Thank you.
Super.